It, when you read the, see, the Bible is the only book you can read that as you're reading it, it's also able to read you. Like a mirror. When you get in front of a mirror, you look in that mirror and you see yourself in the mirror and you see your reflection. And from that reflection, you see either things are right or things that are out of place. You see whether you got some toothpaste on your mouth or you got something in your teeth or you got, you know, a little, they call them eye boogers in your ear. I mean, in your eyes, whatever. Or if you had hair, you know, like me, if you had hair and it's out of place, you can look in that mirror and that mirror will answer back to you what's really going on. Not what you think is going on, but what's really going on. And that's the same thing that happens in the Word of God. When you begin to read God's Word, that Word begins to read you. See, if you make it so super spooky, you make it so spooky, then, you know, the whole, you know, no. The Word in you has more power than the Word just being in that book. That book in and of itself brings about results when you get the words that is in that book on the inside of you. Because guess what? It's like this. If I take an envelope and stick it on the inside of my Bible, whatever happens to that Bible is going to happen to that envelope. Whatever that Bible goes through, guess what? It's the same thing that envelope's going to go through. But guess what happens here? When you get the Word of God on the inside of you, that Word begins to change you. That Word begins to modify you. That Word begins to help you begin to see things much differently than you saw it before. Why? Because when you get the Word on the inside of you, what also comes on the inside of you is the Holy Spirit. And what does the Holy Spirit do? He leads you. He guides you. He directs you. He teaches you. He brings back to your remembrance things that Christ has said to you, and he shows you those things which are to come. So wherever you go, he goes with you. Whatever you see, he sees. Whatever you hear, he hears. And before you get ready to say something, he's always there to do what? To lead you, to guide you, to teach you, to prompt you, to show you the way that you should go. Now,